This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Stay boo.
We recording now. Welcome back to Cooling Out.
Kev?
Sal?
Rel. I don't like that one.
Which one?
I don't like that one.
All right.
I mean, we're going to keep it, though. But it definitely didn't feel right.
All
right.
It felt...
We rusty.
Caught off guard.
We chalk it up to rust.
Yeah. We chalk it up to rust.
We haven't done an episode amongst ourselves.
Nah. We haven't done that Kev Sal Rel thing in a minute, either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you just been jumping in on them.
I know. Just, hey, what up? We talking already. Ah, man. So how's your week been? Catch up?
Week's been good. Week's been good. Weekend was work. Caught up with some old friends in Brooklyn, which was really nice. Mm.
You Brooklynites now.
Yeah, man. All in. Just been a lot of work and got back into the gym finally. Really just been chill. Had an intense weekend, so I'm just laying low.
Gotcha. What about you?
Dope. It was good. My dad's birthday was Tuesday. It was his 21st birthday, apparently.
He got lit like
he got OD lit. OD lit. I didn't know if he'd taking a grown man home, but I did. But he had fun. You know, he smoked his weed, and then he had drinks after. He had shots, actually, too.
Oh, nah.
Thinking about it. A Hennessy. Wow.
Shots of Henny?
Henny. Two.
What day was this?
Tuesday. Got the club going up.
I'm going to have a holiday lit. Or a PTO.
He was word. Lit.
Want to see me the next day.
He didn't have work the next day, which was good.
Okay. That makes sense because I wouldn't have made it.
Word. Nah, I don't know how he survived like that.
God bless him.
He woke up Wednesday as if he's like, nothing. I'm just, you know, I'm going to just smoke again. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
All right. I guess, but other than that, saw Black Panther again randomly on a Sunday.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, and it was like it was random because I just got home. I saw my nieces, and I was like, "Yo, I'm gonna want to see it again." Went looked online, sold out in like three places. So I was like, "Let me try one more." I found one ticket left, and I ended up just going.
Good man.
Yeah. It was so good.
I don't blame you.
I ain't gonna lie. I saw it on Tuesday with my girl, and. I want to support multiple times. I just can't. I love it. But, like, the first thing I told her, I was like, yo, I can't wait for the
DVD.
No. I can't wait for them to have a copy online so I can watch that.
I was trying to keep
again.
It legal, bro.
Like, where that HD at? Yeah.
I saw a couple of cam quality.
Trash. I seen that. Wow.
I tried to.
I said, nah. I want to watch it again, though. It was amazing. Phenomenal film.
Killed it.
Phenomenal.
We'll get back.
Yeah, we'll get back.
How was your week?
We'll get back to that. My week has been good. My boss is out is out of the country, so you know.
Shout out to all the bosses out.
You know, a little light week for me.
That's good.
Light week. You know, I moved this past weekend.
Woo!
Welcome.
That was a little hectic. Welcome. But we finally got that taken care of, so now it's just like getting the apartment situated.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely happy with the apartment though. Definitely happy. And I already see some shit going down this summer. Like, it's going to be a lot of moves made this summer. Took yesterday off from work, so I'm feeling refreshed.
You do have some glow about you today.
I feel refreshed.
Some glow.
I feel refreshed. I just literally just, like, laid around all day, and then I went to go find a barber. Found one.
Immediately?
The hoodest nigga on the earth.
For real?
The hoodest nigga on earth.
How'd you go about finding a barber?
Just walked into one. I ain't gonna lie. I did the white people thing. I got on Yelp and such things. I Googled best black barbers and
best
style.
Black barbers. Then,
you know, the funny thing about it was I saw this barbershop like a couple blocks down away from me. And on Yelp, it said Yelp was reported this location is permanently closed. And I happened to walk down there because I was going to the supermarket. And this shit was open.
That's who you ended up going with?
And I wanted to tell him, like, yo, y'all know y'all on Yelp has permanently closed. But I didn't tell him. There was too many yo bees and sons. And I saw a lot of do-rags, Kev.
Okay.
In multiple colors.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
A couple of lavender do-rags. I said, oh.
That's in now.
I said, oh.
Silky smooth do-rags is in now.
He's bringing this back out now. Okay.
Silky smooth.
Felt completely out of place. But it was cool. I mean, I didn't feel out of place. I'm joking. But like, it was just like funny and interesting.
That's your guy now?
That's my guy. For now. You know, I have no loyalty when it comes to barbers.
Yeah.
Someone come along with a better price and some better clippers.
Deuces.
No loyalty yet.
Might see me on the way. Be like, yo, what happened? Damn. I started cutting my own hair.
Started cutting my own hair.
But nah, I mean, that's really just been my week. Just like, relaxing, trying to settle into the apartment. But yeah, let's get back to Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so much.
First of all, it's a phenomenal film. Let me start from the beginning because
Wakanda.
I saw it so late. I just saw it this past Tuesday. And normally, you know, when people like when there's so much hype around a film, I'm looking for negatives. Like, mm-hmm. I'm walking in. I'm like, yo, there's no way in hell this shit can be that great.
Yeah.
And the entire time, I'm just sitting there like, oh wow. And my girl telling me shut up because I keep nudging her like, yo, this shit's great. Like, you watching this? And she keeps telling me, like, yo, just watch the film. Like, yeah, it is good, but phenomenal.
It's surprising.
Yeah.
It is surprising. Because, yeah, you hear all the hype. Even, like, before it came out, I think, like, a week or two before they started letting out early reviews about it. Every headline, just first Marvel masterpiece, classic movie. Mm. And I'm just like, I thought I was thinking about Get Out again.
Yeah. Which I still don't understand that film like that.
So I was just like, But I just kept consuming more and more just, like, terrific reviews. I was just like, all right, I'm going to find time over this. I'd packed a lot into my President's Day weekend. I was like, I got to find a window into this because if this is ruined for me, I'm not going to like it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I took my girl. She's not a superhero fan, and we loved it.
Yeah, me neither. And that's why, like, I'm not into, like, I think I said this on the podcast before. Like, I'm not really into Marvel nor Capcom. I'm not, like, into that, mm-hmm. like, action hero movies. I've literally probably seen like one more Marvel film outside of Black Panther.
Let's really? Not discuss that yet.
That's another discussion for another day.
To hear that.
But like, I never seen Avengers, Captain America, none of those things. I never seen it. I hear great things about it though.
If this mic wasn't that expensive, I would drop it. Because that's crazy.
Never seen them, but great film. Great film. Yeah. And all the underlying layers.
Mm-hmm.
And meanings behind things. I was just like, shit. It's like, it's definitely one of the films I can see why people have gone to see it multiple times. I'm sure you watch things, and I'm sure there's things I missed the first time around that I probably catch the next and the time after that and after that. But, you know, great film.
Beginning to end.
Yeah, and summarizing it as just a superhero movie just doesn't do it justice.
No.
Because even my girl, she was like, I don't like superheroes. I'm not going to spend money just to see special effects. So after 2.5 hours later and a couple tears later.
Tears were included too?
I told you, sniffles on her part. I'm like, did you like it? She was like, yeah. And I was like, you wouldn't have paid to see this because it would have been classified as quote unquote a superhero movie. We see that doesn't do it justice. It's way more than that.
Yeah.
Nah, the themes in it were crazy to me. Like one of the things I caught, I don't know if I told you, Kev, was it felt like The Lion King to me. Like a Lion King film.
In what sense?
Mufasa is the main dude in Lion the King, right? In Lion King? Mm-hmm. Mufasa
is the main dude. Chill on that.
My bad.
Mufasa is like
a secondary character. Let him go. Yeah. But basically, like, the father, you know, we already know the story between his father and stuff from Civil War, but, like, Mufasa dies. He puts Simba in charge to become king, but then Scar comes and takes over, thinks Simba's dead. Tries to do mad shit, and then, like, Simba basically comes back, and then him and Scar have a face-off while, like, everybody else is fighting in the background. It just felt like real, like it just reminded me of Lion King. I don't know if it was done on purpose, but and then with the whole Africa setting and the sun,
yeah.
And he like watches the sun go down, and the villain was like Michael B. Jordan. Killmonger is my favorite character. But I saw that's something I peep. I don't know if it was true or not.
I was in the I was in the theater, right, and I went to the Regal right here in Union Square, though. Bunch of white women and like old white folks there. And yet still that scene where he's taking off his shirt when they're about to fight and he's talking about I've killed in Iraq, I've killed da da da.
Same in mind.
I'm like same in mind. I'm looking around like, yo, half of y'all over 55. Like,
y'all need to relax. Like,
ooh.
Cease was getting hot.
Well, you know, I think another theme, I don't know if it's a theme or like something instant I took from it, was how the Wakandans, mm-hmm. that would be, how the Wakandans like had all this vibranium, but in a sense, like all of this like economic wealth and sustainability, and they were like, and they were keeping it to themselves. And in a sense, and that like not even just like within our black community, but it reminded me of capitalism in the sense that like how the United States is set up and how like the very select few have all of these resources, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they refuse to share with people because they're afraid that if they share it, then they're going to lose the worth or the value of what it is. But in that instance, I guess the Wakandans were doing it because they didn't want to expose themselves.
And you attract the evil and the negative.
Yeah, and you attract the evil and the negative, but they didn't want to expose themselves.
Yeah.
And have their resources taken from them. But it was just like such an interesting like film. And I was like, damn, it's like so much we could take from that. And I kind of wish black people like live like that. Like, where even if it was like a secret like society type thing, like how it was there where, you know, the rest of the world thought Wakanda was a very like impoverished nation. And like they had all these resources and wealth amongst themselves. Yeah, it was just like, damn, it was like such a powerful scene.
And that's what made Killmonger so compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he had great points, but his like execution was just way too aggressive.
Yeah, he was extreme.
But his points were like very valid.
Very valid. Like when he first was making his points, I was like, damn, that makes sense. Like, why are they holding all this to themselves? Like, what about everyone?
Kill them all. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but he's like, kill them all. Give them the weapons. Put the vibranium out there in the world. And I was like, alright, you're doing too much.
Said, we're gonna send a couple packs to here. I was like, alright.
Nah, that is true, too. I like, too, the fact that, like, I don't know. I mean, I had a sense of pride, like, being dark-skinned. Like, not even, like, I'm not going to say my family, like, we're not full African-American, but I felt, like, a sense of, like, I felt powerful a little bit to be the color skin that I am or to look the way that I look after coming out. And, like, people were dressed up with, like, the dashikis and shit. And, like, the scarves. I was like, yo, I haven't seen this since the African festival, like, when I was young in Co-op
Salute
City.
Salute them.
They were brave.
Not me. I got brunch after this. Salute y'all. I feel it.
Nah, it was, you felt the culture, and, like, you wanted to be that. Like, I don't remember feeling like that in any movie I've seen ever.
No, without question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see the money it's made. It's made, I think, like, $750 million worldwide already. It's not even come out in Russia, China.
That's
like,
insane.
For real?
Yeah. Worldwide already 750. And I think domestically 400. Like, it's going to, by this week, be like the third highest Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And what's this? The second, third week it's going to be?
The third week.
So,
coming up, yeah.
I see that shit again. I'll pay $10 to see it.
I'll wait. I
also like too the woman in the film, like the way the women were badass.
Very
like
strong.
Yeah.
And like I don't know if you guys peeped, so like Killmonger had no respect for women throughout the whole movie, like shot his girl in the head or whatever.
Yo.
Like no remorse. And then he's over here fighting all the women in the end, like murdering them and about to kill his sister. I thought he killed her.
Yeah.
And so when he was about, I was about to be sad. She's one of my favorites. But that part was crazy too.
Yeah, seeing how he got to that point was just like very interesting as
well.
Yeah,
it's also great story.
Storytelling.
The writing was
great. Yeah. Writing.
And we were texting about the when he goes in the ancestral plane and sees his father, Michael B. Jordan sees his father.
Yeah.
Sterling K. Brown. Yeah. And he was like, basically, you're not going to cry for me. And he was like, basically, everybody dying is basically a regular thing. And yeah. I was just like, woo.
Yeah.
I heard the sniffles. I had to hold something back myself. I was just like, and then they both start crying. And it was just so much strong scenes.
So many scenes.
Killmonger, I think this was probably the best villain like I've seen.
Marvel film? Yeah, I would agree.
They have terrible villains in their movies. Like, you don't feel like Civil War, they took a villain and made him like a little ass guy, like who basically ruined.
And it's like, who would a good one? They're like low key, man.
Low key.
Overall.
And the end fight. Oh. And when they both were fighting in the Underground Railroad. Did you peep that? Yeah. I was like, yo, that's crazy. It was done too. The graphics were dope. Like when his suit, when he jumped over those, when the dudes was like blocking him and he jumped over them and then released the energy and then they all flew.
Oh yeah, the kinetic energy.
And then he's fighting the damn ship, like running around and throws the spear. I was like, yo.
Yeah, when he talks about, Michael B. Jordan talks about how his father tells him about the sunsets and Wakanda. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was like, boy, run around Oakland. It was a fantasy. It's just another.
It was real. It was so real. Strong
performance.
So real. So
dope. But I think also seeing the movie made me appreciate the album more.
Oh, that's another thing too.
Yes.
I listened to it again. And I was like,
yeah.
Tell me before. I mean, I thought it was good, obviously, but like, I just have this very profound appreciation for the album now, because now I can like, I have the imagery of the movie with it, and even watching the movie and they played some of the songs in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit! All right. Mm-hmm. So it's been there. Yeah.
Yeah, it might come as a shock, but I don't really re-listen to new albums that often.
No? What'd you say?
I don't really re-listen to new albums at all. Like, constantly. Like, I played various tracks. There's so many.
I didn't like the Weeknd song at first, but they kept playing the doo 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 boo like throughout the whole movie, and I was kind of like, yeah.
That's then, my shit.
Now I listen, I so good.
I was on a treadmill last night. Like that last little 40 seconds when it's just the Weeknd.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this shit up to 9. Put the speed up.
Leave it real quick for 40 seconds. That's OD funny. Or like when Killmonger becomes king, all I hear is like, miss me with that bullshit. Yeah. Like that, the King Is Dead song. Mm. Oh, man. That album did number one again, right?
Yeah.
The second week. They have an article. I didn't read it yet. They're already talking about Black Panther 2 and doing music for it.
I wonder who'll be
the new villain in Black Panther 2.
I mean, I'm not going to say nothing.
Well, you know.
Sorta. Sorta. I was sort of telling you. I was sort of told Kev what's going to happen.
You like highly believe it, so this is definitely gonna happen.
Hell yeah, I think it's gonna happen.
So tell the world.
Killmonger's gonna come back.
How?
He gets brought back to life. And you don't see his body. Like, you don't know if he left his body there or not. Like, if he was thrown over the river.
Oh, that was another one. That was the one.
You don't know where his body is.
That was
you know how Marvel be doing shit. Like, they be bringing people back and shit.
When he was like, we can save you. We have the technology to save you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
When he said that, I was just like, shit.
I'd rather be buried with my
ancestors. He's like, throw me in the ocean with my ancestors.
Oh. Yeah, but then the thing about that is, if they could bring Killmonger back, then why wouldn't, if they had technology to bring him back from the dead, right? Why wouldn't he bring back his father?
It's not them that's
because they knew death was better than bondage.
Duh. But no, it's not. In the comic books, like, all right, I'll just say a little bit. Iron Man. You never seen Iron
just
Man?
Just tell
2.
Me.
There's a bad guy that. In Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3, I think that he basically gets some. He has like these weird powers that he brings back Killmonger.
Oh, the Mandarin?
The Mandarin. He brings him back. And there's been times, too, where, like, Killmonger tries to be the fake Black Panther. Like, he tries to act like him. So it's going to have to... I think they're going to bring him back.
Wait, this is affiliated with Iron Man?
Marvel? All Marvel? Like, Marvel's comic books?
They all interact with each other?
They have these things called graphic novels where, like... Like, let's say Kev loves certain superheroes. He can make a thing with... X-Men, Wolverine, and Spider-Man, because they're all under the same entity. So like they have Black, I think Black Panther first came on in the Fantastic Four, the first issue.
Oh yeah, see, I have no idea about none of the history behind this. I just went to see the movie.
I read some of them.
Interesting. Did you stay for the post credits?
I did.
You did?
Okay, I'm proud of you.
First of all, you know I didn't know. I stood up and then my girl grabbed me. She was like, "No, Marvel movies. They was at the end."
Oh, you got a real one. You got a real one.
I said, "What?"
Shout out to the messes.
So a couple people leaving
she
though.
Get, okay,
but you got to play.
She about this life.
Sitting down, cross my legs like I was just trying to get more comfortable.
That's true. Yeah,
I told
like
my
that.
Lady, don't budge.
You stay.
Even at the front, I'm like, really, don't budge.
There'll be something after this. But that ending speech.
Yeah.
They was like, what do you have to offer us? He's like,
Loved it.
There was another one too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you stay for the second one?
It's okay. It happens. Well, that one's less important because that had nothing to do with the movie. That's more like advancing the plot for what's coming in Civil War in May, which they can have
April.
Money for. April?
27th.
Oh.
They moved it up.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, they can have
no.
I'm so hyped.
What's Civil War now?
The culmination of, to summarize, we're now in phase 3. Phase 1 started with Iron Man back in 2008.
Okay.
Kevin Feige, the executive producer of Marvel Films, set out to set up a Marvel Cinematic Universe in which he introduced various superheroes such as Iron Man, 3 movies, Captain America, 3 movies, Thor, 3 movies, the Hulk, 1 movie, but a recurring character, and a bunch of other superheroes, such as last year bringing in Spider-Man,
Strange,
Ant-Man, Doctor Strange.
Ant-Man number 2 is coming out.
So. Oh, that looks good too.
And the Winter Soldier, but basically... This entire 17, 18 films now with Black Panther has been culminating with the Civil War because Thanos is coming from space and this is where you should take it because he has these things called Infinity Stones and when you have 5 of them...
They turn... So basically like he has the power to destroy anything. In Guardians of the Galaxy. So like in the beginning of all these Marvel movies, they never once explained like aliens, monsters. Like it was all like how the Batman movies were strictly real. Like it could possibly happen. Mm-hmm. And then once they started bringing out the space factor, basically the bad guy is having control of all the problems in Marvel's movies. Like he's having a hand. I think one of the stones he has can manipulate ideas or minds. Mm-hmm. So he has his hand in all these movies. He's basically the puppeteer. He's the puppeteer in this. And the Big Bang is this movie. This is basically why everything has happened in all these Marvel villain movies is because of this one guy.
And you're going to see everybody through these, every single body, even people that haven't even interacted before. Like Thor meets the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, so if you're... And I'm just a movie head. I'm not even a comic head, but I've like seen all the movies. So when you see all these interactions,
you've seen all of these movies.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
all good. At worst, they're entertaining. There's some really good Avengers, Civil War, Captain 2 and 3.
Yeah,
but there's already a Civil War out.
Sorry, yeah, this is Infinity War. I'm sorry, coming up is Infinity War. To reference the Infinity Stone. Civil War was a play on a story in the comics where due to the various fights from enemies they influence. Well, in the movies, like they do so much damage fighting the bad guys, mm-hmm. the government thinks they have to regulate them. Iron Man is on the side of regulation. Like he thinks they definitely, and Captain America's like, no. Like, even though we do all this damage, it's for a good cause, and the government's going to ruin things. So this causes dissent, and
and then they have a war.
It's still on Netflix.
But then they have a war amongst themselves.
Yes, it's so good. And it's still on Netflix.
What's on Netflix? Civil War.
Civil War.
I watched it.
I watched it last, and then I saw the Infinity War trailer.
It's called Civil War.
Butterfly.
Let me add it to my list now.
I'm telling you.
Jerome's about to catch up.
No, I'm an old head because like if shit ain't on my list, I'll forget about it. But you know, I gotta see shit on my list.
Nah, he's about to catch up for this.
I don't got time for those goddamn 15 movies though.
Nah, that's fine. That's
Civil War right here. Mm-hmm.
That's where Black Panther came up too, and everyone loved his character.
You'll see scenes. Like the scene, the black and white scenes where his father dies.
Yeah.
That's Civil War.
Yeah.
That starts Civil War. Like that's like if, how they, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they hadn't taken Winter Soldier off Netflix, I would have recommended that too. But yeah, Civil War.
It's already on my list. Okay.
Nah, but these
I'll watch it sometime this weekend. Maybe Saturday morning when I'm doing shit.
They're good, man. It makes me wonder what's going to happen. Like, especially with movies, because now movies are trying to create the cinematic universe, like how Marvel's done it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know what else could, like, how can you always, how, I don't know, when they top something, I'm always like, how can you beat this movie? And then they come out with, like, Black Panther. I thought it was going to be trash. I wasn't feeling it. I was like, yo, too many people are talking about this movie.
That shit was
funny. I'm tired of it.
It's commendable.
It really is.
Like, he said this in 2008, what he's, like, ultimately trying to do, and now a decade later, there's so much things that has to go right. Like, if the first Iron Man tanks, this doesn't happen. If the subsequent 16 films tank when you... And these aren't major superheroes, right? How much money
is he making off of this shit? He must be...
Cumulative?
Yeah, he's over billions. Yeah.
Like... 10, 15 billion?
Yeah, shit. He's done things.
Oh my goodness.
He's done
so things. Much money. About 10 to 30 billion dollars. Like when you add up the gross worldwide, yeah, all together for all 18 films.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. But it's exciting.
And they just acquired the rights because they did the merger with Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the rights now to superheroes like X-Men and who. Like pretty much everyone, so they can have like true comic book, because they were limited with what they owned. Marvel was limited with the rights they own. Like I don't think Iron Man, Thor, Captain America are those your A superheroes? Those are your go to?
Those are their go to. Like Iron Man was like Spider Man was their go to, but they couldn't,
and they didn't have the rights until recently. And,
or X Men.
So who made the prior Spider Man movies?
Sony.
Oh,
and then X-Men. Right.
They not real. No, there's a couple good ones, but now it's like gotcha. The way they did it.
But now Marvel has access to all these characters.
And they did it right.
You didn't see Spider-Man Homecoming?
I didn't. You know the funny thing? No, because I got tired of seeing all these Spider-Man movies.
Oh, that's good.
But the Spider-Man Homecoming is a Marvel film?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll check it.
Michael Keaton.
Thor Ragnarok, I read that's the last one because Disney's launching their own streaming services. So mm-hmm. Ragnarok is the last one that's going to be on Netflix. And then after that, no more. Because Disney's going to obviously keep them for themselves. But when that's on Netflix, you should check that out.
Who's going to subscribe to a Disney service?
I mean, when you factor in all the superhero movies and
Star Wars,
you got Lion King, all the past catalogs, they don't make bread.
People don't know about this online.
I mean,
I can't see myself subscribing just to a Disney thing. Mm-mm. But I guess I understand that people who are actually like really, who are. Comic book heads and like Marvel heads, they'll subscribe to it if they want to see all their movies.
Yeah,
I'm not though. I'm gonna go online. Thor Ragnarok is a great copy online. If anybody,
that's on HD online. Hilarious. Amazing. Hilarious. That's another one.
You know, Storm 2 is.
Do you have to watch the other ones before you watch the
No, that's the great things about them. That's the great thing is you don't. You could just hop in and That's the great things. It helps. Like you just pick up on little things, like little references, like even in. Black Panther, she's like, you're the second white boy I gotta fix. Like, if you've seen the previous films, you know who she's referencing. It's just like little things, but it helps, but it's not necessary.
Who is she referencing when she said that?
Winter Soldier.
Captain America's best friend.
Oh.
I think
that went right over my head. People were chuckling. I was like, yeah. The only white boy I've seen in this film.
Yo, for real. That's so true.
Right. And you know, too, Storm from X-Men, her and Black Panther are, like, lovers. So, like, if they had the rights, you would have saw Storm in this movie as, like, Black Panther's love interest instead of Lupita, which probably would have been nice to fit the X-Men in there. But there's a lot, like, they could have played on, and they can't really do
much. So, I'm confused. So, if Marvel had all of these characters together... and comic books, why don't they have their rights for movies?
Well, now they do.
Like, but why didn't they?
Because Fox had them.
Yeah, like they weren't making Fox movies. So like the comic book sales was, they was only making money through comic books. No one was really like, let's do it.
Basically,
they made their money. Right. That's how they made their money. like the Fox was like, "We'll buy it off of you," and then Sony was like, "A few." Sony wanted to do a Spider-Man movie, so they gave him a price, and Sony was like, "Bet, like we'll do it," not realizing that they can actually make their own movies. Like the guy yeah. he Kevin was talking about actually made them want to continue making and funding the movies.
And then Sony saw how well they were doing and was just like, you do the Spider-Man movies. Because theirs was cool.
Yeah.
But I guess they weren't completely satisfied.
That's why, you know, the thing about it, I was like so oblivious to the fact that the Homecoming, the Spider-Man Homecoming one was a Marvel one. I literally was just like, yo, why do they keep making all these Spider-Man movies? Yeah. And that's why I didn't watch it. I was like, yo, how many times can you tell the same story over and over again?
Ooh, that's a good thing.
That's, yeah.
Because they assume you know the story and you... They execute it properly. Like you,
right, I'll watch it. Because yeah. a lot of films catch up on shit.
Because it's not like even a regular Spider-Man movie. Like, he's actually young. He's not some old ass dude. Like he going to college. Like you see, Mary Jane isn't even in it. Mm. Like you don't even really see her. Or,
good, because I got tired of Kirsten Dunst's ugly ass.
Damn, she was only there 3 times. But yeah, nah. Are you gonna see Infinity War?
You might. You know actually, what? You should might, just yeah. check out Civil War. When does it come out?
April 27th.
You got. I got time to watch. Yeah, Civil War. I watch Civil War.
Watch Civil
then.
War.
It's and on my Netflix list. So go I'll on your YouTube. Go on the YouTube.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Go on the YouTube. Go on the YouTube.
And with your highest HD setting, type in Infinity War trailer and just sit back after Civil War. Then you want to mail them your money. I know I did.
Already? All right, let's go. We all go together then.
Oh,
we out.
Don't do this.
We out. We out.
I'm committed now.
You going to get tickets for the 27th or the
tour? Well, you already got tickets already?
No, I didn't. They're pre-sale already?
I don't know.
They say you mailed
them
in.
What the hell
are
you talking about?
And I would've.
He got it on the side of his table, his dining room table with the bread.
Go on my girl purse.
Imagine Kev, you see Kev open the purse. We just take them.
I'll take this.
Thank you, babe.
Just gonna love you, Vic.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, let's go. I got until April to watch it. And it's on my Netflix list. That means I watch it. Because I'm like, literally, as soon as I turn on my Netflix, like, I have my list pop up so I can see what things I want to watch. All right, I'll check it out.
With a shout out to Black Panther.
All right, bet. I also want to talk about we want to talk about Nipsey Hussle album.
Yeah. You text our group chat. And you were just, I was just like, all right, this is trash. All right. I played it down to the bonus track. 16 tracks. You know 16. My attention span.
Them bonus tracks are so fire.
From top to bottom.
I've never heard a Nipsey album before. I remember you was talking about it on the last episode we did.
Yeah.
And I never heard one. I completely forgot. This shit, he could actually rap. I thought he was like a Crip YG. Like,
I remember you guys when we did our first best of with Carl. That was high on, I think, you and his list.
Yeah. We did the best of.
Carl went ham. He was like, that was in like top five. Yeah. He was going in. I've always been a Nipsey fan, but like I didn't think he had this in him.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh yeah, like, I fuck with his music. And when he dropped the album, I always listened to them. It wasn't just like, he wasn't like, oh, my favorite rapper, nothing like that. I was like, yo, his music is cool, I'll check it out, make some good music. But this, something about this album, I'm at work, and I had one headphone in, and next thing I know, I had to put two in, and I forgot where the fuck I was. Had two in, just like rapping. Yo, nigga.
Yeah, word. That song is fire. Like, oh.
But now the album just like, it goes in. And I was proud for him. I was happy for him. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, this album go in.
Yeah,
it really is. And that's when I texted y'all. I was like, yo, listen to this album.
Listen to Young Nigga.
I was like, listen to Young Nigga first. Then listen to the rest of this shit. But nah, that album goes in.
Word.
I fuck with Hustle and Motivate. That's my
that's
shit.
That's my shit. Dedication.
Yeah, them two bonus tracks, though.
Wait. Yeah, I was just like, wow.
Does Apple Music have those bonus tracks? Because I was trying to figure out if I had them.
I don't know. I know Spotify did.
Spotify definitely got them. No, my girl currently subscribed to that free title, so they got them too.
Wait, what's the... I only have Right Hand of God.
That's one of them.
What's the other
and
one?
And Double Up with Belly.
Oh, I heard that one, though.
Yeah. Right Hand of God is my shit, though. But yeah, fucking great album.
Yeah.
And it's true to the word.
Yeah.
I like the... like. It's very motivational. Like, and did you guys see his Breakfast Club interview?
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
The story he told, basically, was it the Breakfast Club where he was like, "Oh, he basically got a, I think it was where he got signed, but the day he signed the record label, he was also arrested. So he really needed the money in order for him to fight the trial he was on, and if he didn't sign the deal, he wouldn't have been able to get out of jail.
Yeah.
That he got arrested. I think he went away to celebrate, and when he came back, dudes was at his house, like, arresting him. And he had to hire, like, the lawyer and stuff through the advance money he got. And he beat it. So if it wasn't for all that, him getting signed and stuff, he wouldn't be making this album. I thought that put more context to it, too. Like, Victory Lap, like, you've been really hustling to get this out.
Wait, he got signed to Atlantic and then got arrested? This is recent, then.
Yeah, because apparently he was signed before... And then
to Epic,
and then
that's the one he was referencing.
That
one he signed with Epic.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because he got money now.
Recently, no.
Also, it was Epic.
His first record deal.
Because he was still in the streets then.
And that's when he was doing the, what was those little mixtapes? Like, it was like a series of them.
The ones he sold for 100?
It was, yeah, that was
Marathons.
Marathons, yeah. And he was talking about how, like, he started out that way, and then he went back to the independent route. Like, he didn't want to be signed anymore. And then basically he started going hard. I thought that was super fire.
I ain't gonna lie, his album when I listen to it is just so inspiring. Cause it's like, this motherfucker, you really made millions by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just on your own sweat and equity. Like, just believing in yourself. You made millions.
He invested.
That and when he crazy. And when he says that in the songs, I'm just like, damn, you really made millions. Like, just doing you, basically. Not relying on the industry, nothing. Just made millions. I've been saying shit. I'm like, yo, damn, I gotta make some moves. I'm like,
yeah.
Remember I was texting y'all, like, nah,
we gotta do this.
I was like, shit, this motherfuckers is really out here just making money, just doing it on their own. I mean, granted, I knew that, you know, but when you hear someone just saying it and you know they actually did it, it's just so inspiring. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. And he had no one, like, I remember he kept reverberating that. He had no cosign, like, from no hip-hop artist. He wasn't signed to a label. He wasn't on no coattail. He was just, like, doing it on his own streets, and that's it. It was commendable.
Very commendable.
On his part.
Damn.
Yeah. And what else? He was also talking about, too, how, like, and I liked what he said, like, the Cardi B situation.
Oh, about the gangs?
And that, like, checking in is basically, like, friendly extortion. And it's like, you shouldn't be having a check-in. Like, he was shooting gems out. Like, you shouldn't be having a check-in. You know, you have your people. But, like, to say stuff like that, you know, you just got to watch your mouth when you say certain things. Because you can't say everything and get away with it.
Mm.
I thought that was real. Like, he didn't bash Cardi, but he was just like, you know, if you're saying all that, you got to be prepared for the consequences. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a game out here. Like, people die for this.
It's so funny because I look at him and you could tell he ain't never lifted a weight in his
life, right?
He ain't lifted a weight. Real. Boy, skinny as hell. Remind me of Snoop. Like, as far Snoop. As, like, their body type, just skinny. But you just still wouldn't fuck with him. Like, I remember, remember when Charlamagne called Lauren London fat or mentioned that she was gaining weight? It was like one or 2 years ago. Came back on the radio the next day and turned that whole story 180.
For real?
Said Nip called him. Flipped that shit all the way around.
Damn, I did not.
He admitted it on the air. He was like, "Yeah, you know, I had to talk with Nip." Da da da. He told me this. Da da da. And as you know, I realized I was wrong and flipped that shit around.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, I would do it too.
Colors could provide a lot of clarity.
Word. I'm trying to go to LA and live peacefully, beloved. We can all coexist.
But nah, that album is dope.
Yeah, that album is fire.
Yeah, that and Black Panther in like the same month. I don't know if it's back to back weeks, but the same month is very encouraging.
So far, so good.
That's what I wanted to ask y'all. Were y'all surprised at his sales?
Nip? What was his sales?
55, I believe.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 30 from traditional, 23 from streams, and then 2 from singles adding up to albums.
I was initially, especially when they got the, what's his, oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine supposed to do like 60.
Gummo.
Did he do it?
I don't even
he
know.
He might, but that's all. But he also has a hit, though.
Yeah. And then.
Fuck.
Like, out of the 55, 34 was like people actually went to the stores. It's not streaming. So I was just like, oh, okay. I was like, that makes more sense. That
he people has a actually loyal fan base, though. He has a very loyal fan base. That's another thing, too. It's like, I was surprised initially. I was shocked. I was like, damn, that's all he sold? But then I thought about it on a deeper level, and I was like, a lot of people on a mainstream level don't really know him.
Yeah.
Like, people don't really know him. Like, I know Nipsey just because, like, you know, I actually listen to rap music. But even then, I didn't know that his album was coming out until, like, 2 days before. I was like, oh, shit, Nipsey's dropping. Like, it's not something like I would go to his IG page or something like that. I just happened to randomly Google, like, Nipsey Hussle. I forgot why. And then I was like, oh, shit, he's dropping an album in 2 days. Cool. Mm-hmm. Like, people, the average person, like, the casual rap fan doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
So it's not something. And he didn't really have like a hit on this album where, you know, I think like his big song was what? Dedication with Kendrick Lamar. And then he had Last Time That I Checked with YG. But like, those are like very like hardcore rap albums. Those aren't like
traditional, like,
yeah, a God's Plan or something like that, you know, where it can catch the masses' ear and be like, oh, what is this, you know? So I wasn't shocked, but like, even like Gummo has that, not Gummo, 6ix9ine has that Gummo track. And like, I looked at it today on YouTube, it had 137 million views.
Why?
Niggas for y'all.
Why, man? Why? I don't even want to talk about
it. I had no idea he's from Brooklyn. Quick aside.
He lives near y'all.
Quick aside. He's from Bushwick. I had no idea.
Yeah.
He put up.
Who was that? Yeah, I was with, so I went to Raves when Carl was there. I think they played the video.
Carl played it.
Yeah.
Why?
Interesting character.
And yes.
Got 6ix9ine tatted on his face. Head, hair is all rainbow. Got rainbow grills.
Yeah, my friend texted me like, he the hottest rapper in New York. I was like, look, just not for me, man.
I don't believe that. Me. I'm waiting for Casanova and him to fight because it's only a matter of time at this point. They have such low, like, they throwing shots at each other so hard on the internet. And then these songs, Set Trippin' is about Tekashi.
Mm.
Like, allegedly.
That's his name, Tekashi?
Yeah.
69. Tekashi, I don't know.
6ix9ine.
Oh. Only thing I know about him is the Gummo track. That's it. Don't follow him.
That track with A Boogie is pretty good, though.
I haven't listened.
It's all right. I kind of like A Boogie's part, and Fetty Wap's part was pretty good too.
Fetty Wap rapping still?
They be Justin on the block on the regular. That's
what he's smart though, because he definitely, I haven't heard from him in a minute.
Word.
So he's smart to get on that track with Tekashi and A Boogie.
He let out every last hit he had within the span of like 3 months.
Take all this shit because I ain't got nothing else.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about the Monique.
Speaking of Charlamagne, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole situation with Monique and them. How do you guys feel about it?
Yeah, I think she's in the wrong. just felt like she was in the wrong. And I felt she came out initially and said that she should be getting the same money as Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Amy Schumer. And Charlamagne was like, "Why? What do you think you've done to justify that?" Mm-hmm. And I thought that's pretty fair. Like, you just look at the numbers. But then when I saw the interview, she started deflecting and switching the subject.
Flipping.
Bringing up, like, discrimination and slavery. And it just...
Says she the most decorated comedian of all time.
See?
Charlamagne asked how. She got offended. She got offended. He asked how.
But even then, it's like, what are you doing for me lately? I thought when Envy was like, this is a business. And I thought it was pretty clear cut, but still... My whole thing is, why do people do that? Why?
Because you need to blame it on something. You need an excuse as to why you're not getting what you think you deserve, even if it is blind, even if it is a fallacy that you're living in. Because like, she sees Amy Schumer, for example, and like, what'd she get, like $11 million, I think, for a Netflix special, $13 million for a Netflix special. But she just came off a world tour where she sold out like massive arenas all throughout Europe and all these other crazy places. So of course she gonna get $13 million. She popping right now.
Yeah.
Then you got people like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle. They're on a whole other level. Like people.
Yeah. Every year Chappelle in August does multiple nights, a residency at the Radio City,
and everything sell out.
Yeah.
Within minutes.
I'm talking about like over half the month's worth of dates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a mention when he's on the road.
And Chris Rock is honestly
not he was my, on tour too.
He's my successful. Cup of tea, but he's just Chris Rock.
Well
though.
Put.
He's
well
been
put.
Relevant Chris, for a while.
Rock, but he's also, he came off a tour as well. Like they all have recent work they've put in to justify.
He's not my cup of tea, but he's still a legend.
You said it.
Still a legend. So of course, you on lowball Chris Rock? Fuck out of here. Now Monique. I mean...
I would have took the 500.
But no, real talk, like...
God.
Have you ever seen a Monique stand-up special?
No.
Nope.
Outside of Queens, I've seen Queens of Comedy, and even then I wasn't like...
Nope. The Parkers, that's it.
There was no belly laughs. There was nothing like from a deep... It was like, okay.
Yeah.
That's cute. I see that. That's cute. Exactly.
And she brought up being blackballed. And I thought about... Remember back when... was it Cat Williams? It's like every other week he was popping up in a... Like, either in jail or he's, like, some wild video camera wilding out in a store.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, like, you would, like, classify him like a type of liability.
Yeah.
But even he still got a deal. Mm-hmm. At least back then. But it's, like, you're saying you're blackballed. It's, like, if people want to see you and you still warrant that amount of money, you still get it.
Yeah. You know, but see, Cat Williams just got a Netflix special, too. Make America Great Again, I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. I watched it. It was pretty decent. But
yeah, I saw it.
Charlamagne made a good point. He was, like... How much did Cat Williams get paid to do his special? Like, you need to be, like, comparing yourself to those people. Mm-hmm. Like, Cat Williams, Marlon Wayans got a new special. I haven't watched. It's probably going to be corny, but I'm still going to watch it. But she needs to be comparing herself to those people. Like, how much are those people getting paid? Because I know for a fact Marlon Wayans ain't getting no $13 million to be doing that. Because you ain't popping right now.
I'm like, not watching it.
Probably, if he got anything, probably, like, I don't know. Probably $2 million, $1 million. I don't even know if he got that, but I'm saying like she needs to be comparing herself to people on that level, that scale.
Yeah, I don't even know outside of the people she named who could actually come out and make a legitimate claim that they deserve that money.
That she deserved it, or like
no, that outside of the Rock, Chappelle, Amy Schumer group, who could come out and say like I'm on that level and I deserve that money?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
Like what comedian?
Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah.
That's it, right?
Like, not even, like, who's, like, Louis C.K. is, like, highly regarded. Not even he could do that. Right? So,
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart would get more than that.
More than all of them.
Kevin Hart would be.
You think he'd get more than Dave, though?
Yeah.
What?
He's selling out stadiums on the regular.
He would probably get. They would have to literally give him a deal.
I saw he was getting, like, $1 million a show.
Yeah. They would have to literally be, like.
Yeah, I think
they'd have to come out like with like some stupid shit, like $120 for two shows or some shit like that.
Yeah, because he said he was losing when he makes movies. He's losing money because he's not on the road.
Yep,
that sums it up right there.
Yep.
What? Are you serious?
You are, because if you think about it, he goes on tour. You got say well, he does like 80 dates. I think. I think he does like that's extreme. I think like 60 dates, but each show pulls in over $1 million. over a million. And he's going to like bumfuck Buffalo and crazy shit like that and pulling in over a million in those places. And you come to like, you know, the Atlantas, the New Yorks. And then you come to New York, you're doing multiple shows, doing a show in Nassau Coliseum, one in MSG, one in Barclays. So you get million there. And that's just, and that's like what, 2 months of work. Whereas you on a movie set and you getting paid $20 million, but that takes like what, 4 to 5, 6 months out of your year to do that movie. And then after the movie, you got to do promotion, all that other stuff. So.
Damn, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. I understand it.
Yeah.
Rich as fuck.
Fuck that.
Well, going back to Monique, it just sucks when you spread this message to like people that are really impressionable and you equate your lowball offer to like discrimination. And
yep.
I think she brought up Harvey Weinstein at one point in the interview. And that's just not, because there's people that listen to that and they believe that. And it's just two different things.
Yeah.
And your claims are just unsubstantiated. Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah. That's nothing too. I hate when people throw those claims out, like especially when it comes to like discrimination or like race or anything like that. Like, we gotta use that shit when it actually matters, like when it actually is happening to you. You just throwing it out there to see if it sticks. Where like any logical person can see that you're just not worth that amount of money. Whatever. Did she ever mention what she was looking for?
No. Mm-hmm. She said they gave him an offer.
That would have been a great question.
I think he asked. He's like, what do you think you should have got?
And she would deflect it. You're right.
Because I definitely would have asked that. Like, how much you think you deserve?
And she didn't counter offer. But she thought she did.
Yeah.
Like, initially, she said she did. And later on in the interview, she asked Daddy.
He took the words right out of my mouth.
Who's Daddy?
Her husband. When she dropped that the first time, because he was on the phone the entire interview. So Charlamagne asked her some questions. She's like, hold up, I'll ask my husband. And she said, Daddy, she did that a couple more times. I just found it odd, but
it's very odd.
Yeah, he was like, no, we actually didn't counter offer. He was just like, oh.
So then what the fuck?
Because they told her, take it or leave it. That's why she said that.
I highly doubt that.
Me either.
I highly doubt that. They probably said, this is the offer, and laid it all out for her. And then she was probably so offended by that, she didn't even take it. And then you didn't even counter offer. So who's to say that she couldn't have probably got a million?
And then, like, another thing, too, Charlamagne brought up, like, why not tour off of this? Instead of complaining, make your money. You're going to get attraction because of this instead of complaining about the same thing.
Exactly. Go out and do it on your own.
Go out and do it on your own because that's what everybody else is doing.
She said she's being blackballed.
But not even that. If she, say, for example, she did the $500,000, right? Take the $500,000. Give that Netflix special your all.
Word. That's what I was thinking.
Because if you to get that Netflix special your all,
everyone's
like,
that.
Oh shit, Monique got Netflix. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's actually popping, then we all watch it.
And the next go around.
Then everyone's looking for you. Then the next go around, everyone's going to your shows. And then you out here making all this money on your 60 dates and shit like that.
Like, if anything, it was a favor to me. The way I saw it, like, you ain't making nothing. Like, she said she was doing clubs. Charlamagne was like, what are you doing that would make you relevant? I'm selling out clubs. Charlamagne is like, they selling out arenas. Like,
arenas.
Yes. Arenas.
And she just wouldn't answer that. And even like when Charlamagne, he was like, he says himself, like, the offer was a low ball.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I'm like, well, obviously 500,000 to us, the number. But even, it's like, what have you done to even command that money? Mm-hmm. Even outside of thinking about the number.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, So to go to your point, like, take that.
Yeah.
And build a buzz.
Yeah. So. I don't know if that was on Breakfast Club or somewhere else I read that she mentioned winning an Oscar. And I was like, what the fuck that got to do with you being a stand-up comedian? Like,
that's what Charlamagne, everything was just like, what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
And she brought up the movie she was in.
Precious.
Almost Christmas.
Yo, that...
No, I was like, what? Let me go look this up. Let me go on IMDb. You see about 50 names on
DC so Young Fly.
DC Young Fly, Omar Epps, Gabrielle Union's in that. A couple of folks is in that movie.
You a con woman for that, Monique.
A lot. Not Morgan Freeman. Danny Glover's in that.
It's like, yeah. You think if you was in, nice if you wasn't,
you taking the credit for all that? Come on now, beloved. You better than this.
I was in Almost Christmas.
That movie produced 14. The movie cost $14 million. We made 23.
This movie cost 17. We made 45 million. You had like 50 people because she brought up Amy Schumer made a movie. I think
Snatched.
But it's like Amy Schumer is the direct draw of the movie.
Yep. Whereas,
like, I think it flopped based on budget, but I think it still did higher.
It did good,
but it could have didn't make a money. But even still, it's like you're one like 20th.
I had no idea Monique was in that movie until I saw that movie. Nah, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like,
yeah.
When I first saw that movie, the cover for it, my eyes like popped. I was like, oh, Gabrielle Union's in this. And then, oh, Danny Glover's in this. I was like, oh, Omar Epps in this. I haven't seen him in a movie in God knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally like where I was thinking, like, oh, wow, this is a nice little cast. They got DC Young Flies in it. I was like, oh, this is cool. Haven't seen this collective of people in a long time. And then I watched it. And then she was like the aunt or something like that in that movie. And I was like, oh, shit, Monique.
DC's young
brother. And I was like, oh, so, oh, Monique. I haven't seen her in a movie in a long time. But that was like after I actually watched the film.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, Monique says I got to watch this. You ain't got that pull, beloved.
That's why.
No, never.
She's never had that pull. Like, even someone like, for example, like Cat Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had his moment where he mm-hmm. was killing shit. Granted, drugs and other shit like derailed him. But he had a moment where, like, I would say everyone in at least the United States knew at least knew who he was. They had to like him, but they knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who don't know who you are, Monique. There's people who don't
even
know
with
who
the
you
Oscar,
are.
Yeah.
I know you from the Parkers. Like,
that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, you and Professor Ogilvy.
Outside of Queens of Comedy, I've never seen a Monique Stanna special just her by herself. Nor have I ever heard anyone raving about one. And I love stand-up. I've never heard anyone raving about one, nor have I ever seen one. So that right there tells me you ain't over your head. I don't know what you want. Like,
yeah, I didn't think that was a good look. And then at the end, she was like, she likened Charlamagne to like a slave. I was just
that was mad petty. Birth of a Nation. I never seen it either.
But she referenced some scene. So I guess she was alluding to like he was a traitor in the movie.
That he brought his wife in so that the guy could rape her. I'm assuming, and then brought his wife out after he raped her, and like he's a coon.
Yeah, I was just like, damn.
And then the whole beginning, too, where she's like, oh, would you be calling your mother donkey of the day, knowing what she went through in the past of racism and discrimination for being a woman? Would you say that to
I leave combos like after that.
He was like, I do this shit every day. Like, I get donkey of the day. Like,
and how are we going from, why do you think you command this? It's just like, okay, we done.
Yep.
I can't even talk to people. It's like,
that's the ultimate deflection, though.
We good here.
It's like, oh, racism, slavery. I'm like, all right.
God bless you. We good.
But that's the thing. It's like, I want to throw it out there that I'm sure all three of us like understand that racism exists and, you know, people are being blackballed.
Yes.
And, you know, things of that nature. Not everything is fair. There is discrimination in this world.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we can't let that shit blind us to the point where we can't have a logical conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, even black people don't think you should get what you deserve.
I asked you a question. Why are you talking about slavery?
Yeah.
Like, answer my question. And even, you know, the thing about deflection is, like, even if you reply to what I said first and then wanted to segue that into slavery, and then I can see the connection somehow between the two. When you just jump right into slavery, it's like, yo, you're completely ignoring what I'm saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you call me cool and all that stuff because, I disagree with you.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's insane. Like,
basically.
That's insane. Yeah, that was, she definitely was off her rockers there.
Didn't he try to use a basketball analogy too? Like, if you want Kobe on your team versus if you want, like, LeBron or something, because Kobe's...
Oh, yeah. I think he said... because
What have
you done for me lately? So it's like, the cost of Kobe back when he was, like, I don't know, 2012 season versus the cost of Kobe now would be a little less.
Dramatically less.
Like, contract-wise.
Yeah.
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 Because
so you're saying that that's what she is right now in her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like she was, because she was that he was young. But like as a comedian, when you get older, you're mm-hmm. more decorated. You have more like badges on your arm versus a basketball player. When they get old, they sort of die out.
I understand that, but I don't find her to be decorated.
Me mm-hmm. either. Like they tried to use that analogy.
See her getting better with age.
I know. Like people like Chris Rock, he's decorated, even though like,
and he's still out here.
Yeah, he's out here. And granted, he has to be because he got to pay for them fees for that divorce. Yes. But
damn.
Mm-hmm.
But he out here though, you know. Mm-hmm. And like I haven't heard from Monique in years. It was Precious, and then Almost Christmas. But as far like real talk, as far as her day to day stuff, like I know Chris Rock is touring. I see that stuff. Like, when I get on SeatGeek, I'm like, oh, things that's going on around me. Chris Rock's touring. Like, all these comedians are doing things. I haven't seen Monique tour. I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense for you to be acting like the world is like, has this dire thirst to see your stand-up.
Yeah, it's like I'm a casual comedy. I know the top speed. Like, I know the Chappelle's, because you can't miss them.
They're
they transcend comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, they intersect in the pop culture. They're in movies and such.
Yeah.
Or, like, again, you're on SeatGeek and you see Chappelle, the moment he announced tickets, all 15 to 20 of his dates sell out like that.
Out.
Like, you see these things.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Well, I was like, you don't see anything with Monique.
Monique selling out clubs. And even, I don't know personally, but I would say at least 20% of the people that are going there to her shows are just going because she's Nikki Parker.
Hey, I would say 50. Because I would go just because.
I saw a clip of one of her stand-ups. This is when I was younger. I remember it. But she kept saying, I ain't no fucking Nikki Parker. Oh, might have been Queens of Comedy. That's the only thing I've ever seen from her. And she was like differentiating how from herself from Nikki Parker. And I was like, yo, that's just who you are. If you have to come out and say that, that's who you are.
That's it.
That's who you are.
That's who you are. You Nikki.
You Nikki Parker. Until she have a bomb ass stand up special and you blow me away. Or even a decent one. Just I don't know who she is as a stand up comedian.
Yeah.
I don't know you. You want to get some love because you. That's like Jamie Foxx requesting mad money to go do stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Like asking Netflix for like $20 million to do stand up. Granted, he did stand up in the past, but like niggas ain't requesting your stand up like that. You known for your action
and you're relevant.
He's relevant, but just not in the comedy lane.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh well.
I don't know. Yeah. Got anything else on tap?
Yeah.
I'm right. Good to see y'all.
You good? So you got?
Huh?
Y'all sure that's what y'all had?
Anything else of interest you wanted to?
Oh, you want to talk about the real fast though. Not real fast, but the what's the Fox News anchor?
Oh, yeah.
And LeBron and Durant. What the fuck's her name?
I didn't know what that was because I saw like a video. They were in a cab or something.
Laura Ingraham. Yeah.
What was that?
When?
Yeah, like I saw it was like a video of them in a car talking about like I guess Trump and like what they feel, and then she sort of said that statement. I didn't know like what that was from. Like, why did she say that?
So basically, LeBron and Durant were basically talking about how Trump is basically not a good leader and how divisive our country is. Basically, things of that nature. And she basically told them to stop talking about politics and to shut up and dribble a basketball or something. Mm-hmm. Some along those lines, shut up and dribble.
Some reference to they always do.
Yeah.
The way she used the they.
Yeah. But just shut up and dribble was her line. Just shut up and dribble. But.
Like, no, she's like, they always run their mouth.
Yeah.
It was a capital they. It's just. Just the way she said it.
It was outright.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
She knows who she is. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, but it really was like one of those. Initially, I was like extremely taken aback. But then I was just like, yo, like this is insane, like how common this is nowadays. Like people just, like with the little hint of racism, like, you know, they just they wanted to just a dash. They want to throw it on top. And just see what happens.
To appeal to their base.
Yeah, to appeal to their base. It's like so common now. And it's like, yep, I said it. Mm-hmm. Now what?
Now what? Mm-hmm.
But even then, like, she was like, oh, you shouldn't stick to politics. You shouldn't be basically meddling your nose into politics. But they weren't. They didn't make one statement about politics.
That's crazy.
Like, not one statement about politics. Yeah. They didn't say, oh, you gotta, you know, change the economy or the GDP or none of that shit. They said they don't think he's a great leader. And his mechanisms and his are very divisive. The way like he speaks and the way that he handles our country is very divisive. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Nothing about that is about politics. They're not telling him how to, you know, sign this treaty or anything like that or anything of an executive order. Everything was just strictly facts and had nothing to do with politics at all.
Yeah, I forgot how it came up in the car, but LeBron was like, when he was a kid, he would look to, I think he said a policeman, a sports, an athlete, and the president as like role models and leaders, to your point. And then that's when they started talking about everything Jarrell said.
Okay. Yep.
Like, again, yeah, they weren't referencing any like politics.
That's sad.
Yeah. But it's Fox News, so.
That's Fox News. That's what they do. They peddle. They pander to that audience.
Did they, like, does she have any consequences for that? Or they just.
No. That's what they do.
But meanwhile, homegirl from, what was it, ESPN?
Jemele Hill.
She said that statement, and they, like, they gave her.
It's different. ESPN's a family network.
Mm-hmm. Fox News, this is encouraged.
Yeah, like, this is what they do.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What they do.
Hey, throw it right back.
Catch that, nigga.
Yeah, but I don't want to spend too much time on that bitch.
Yeah,
let her live. Live peacefully.
Real quick, you believe Young Thug, I mean Sex, is done for the year?
It's March.
He said he's not releasing any music this year because his brother's deaf, and he's going. Basically, he's going, in honor of his brother, he's not releasing any music this year. You believe Sex?
The opposite of inspiration.
How does that make sense?
Please don't shoot the messenger.
Grief. I'm gonna chalk it up to grief.
Should call himself drugs.
I'm gonna say nah. He's still gonna put out some tracks.
I think so too.
I do too. It's a setup for something.
I feel like he's gonna say, "Well, I said I'm not, but I'm Sex, so Sex is gonna put out music."
Young Thug might.
Yeah, Young Thug might start talking himself in third person. I don't know. I ain't looking for no Young Thug or Sex anyway.
What?
Yeah, you on your own there.
Call yourself whatever you need.
I
don't want to hear what he has to say at this point.
Nah, you got to check out them projects.
I'll be the first,
Go back into him.
I'll be the first in line.
Easy Breezy is fire, but I don't know. He changed his name to Sex. He's saying weird gonna lie. Shit.
I used to question him, too.
I don't care what he call himself or what he dress up as. Once you press play...
That shit fire.
Nah, I'm going to go home and listen to Barter 6, though. That shit is fire.
Oh, man. I think that's it for this week, though.
Yeah. Oh, and salute Drake. That's about it.
Yeah, thank you, Drake.
Oh, yeah, Drake. God's plan. That shit was fire.
Summer 18.
Can't wait. Mm. Yeah. But thank you guys for listening to the podcast. As always, make sure you rate, share, subscribe. Check out the YouTube page. We got full-length episodes on there now. That's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, this is it. Thank you again. This is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.